The following article was written before the above walkout demand police spies out of women's lives. Lois Austin, campaign opposing police surveillance and socialist party. On International Women's Day, Unite the Union hosted a meeting of the campaign opposing police surveillance, COPS, at the Trade Union Congress Women's Conference. Women members of Police Spies Out of Lives, SOUL, gave reports of the relationship they had with undercover police officers. Allison, a pseudonym, a social justice and anti-racist campaigner, was deceived by Mark Kennedy. He infiltrated Allison's life, and had an intimate sexual relationship with her. Allison showed a video of their life together from the years when he posed as her boyfriend in the 1990s. He infiltrated every aspect of her life. He met with all of her extended family, including nieces and nephews, children, who were also duped into thinking of him as an uncle. Helen Steele, veteran campaigner who took on McDonald's in the McLibel case, told a similar story of how undercover police officer John Barker, real name John Dines, infiltrated her political and private life. Allison and Helen explained how these undercover officers, and those giving them their orders higher up in Special Branch, an institutionally sexist organization, abused these women in the most outrageous way imaginable. They were used as vehicles to infiltrate and subvert radical progressive movements and campaigns. There is an imbalance in justice at the meeting, previously Pitchford, public inquiry into undercover policing. Since retired High Court Judge Sir John Mitting took over, there have been very worrying developments. The police and Home Office have a large legal team and resources, in contrast to the non-state core participants, the political activists who were spied on, who have just two barristers. The police are doing all they can to undermine and delay the inquiry by submitting continuous applications for restriction orders and demanding anonymity for officers and for them to give evidence in secret courts. They say these undercover officers are worried about reprisals if they are identified. But activists already know the identity of two undercover officers and nothing has happened to them. Our only interest is finding out the truth, uncovering the extent of political policing, and putting an end to it. Undercover political policing is a trade union issue, because one of the main targets of infiltration was trade unions such as the Miners Union NUM and Civil Service Union CPSA. We know undercover officers like Peter Francis gave the names of anti-racist activists to the Consultancy Association and Economic League, which then blacklisted these campaigners from working on building sites for many years. In response to Mitting clamping down on the openness of the inquiry, COPS, SOUL and other campaigners organized a protest outside the inquiry hearing at the High Court on the 21st of March. Our demands are: no cover-up spies out of lives, no to political policing and blacklisting, release the cover names, release the names of the organizations which were and are now being spied on, expand the inquiry to cover the activity of British spy COPS in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Europe. We are also demanding that a panel preside over the inquiry made up of individuals who have experience of working with anti-racist and women's organizations, and understand the campaigning and trade union movement, rather than just one judge. Please support the campaign, and affiliate your union branch to COPS and SOUL. Detail at our websites. parlesspiesoutoflives.org.uk campaignopposingpoliceSurveillance.com. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 21st of March 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.